It's a blisteringly hot summer day in Central Florida, but the humidity doesn't dampen developer Ryan Von Weller's enthusiasm for Sunrail.
I've been so excited and so disappointed so many times, so I'm truly excited about this, not only for my own business purposes, but also just I think it's just going to be a paradigm shift for the people of Orlando.
Von Weller's company has already placed a big bet that Sunrail will come to Longwood. He and his partners spent about $3 million to buy 4 acres of land right next to the site where Longwood Station would be built. Right now, it's just a grassy field with an old auto garage on it. The city's public works facility is only a few yards away, but if and when Sunrail comes through, the public works station will move and Von Weller will build a 4-story mixed-use apartment building with residences on top and offices and shops on the bottom. Taking a break from the heat inside his car, Von Weller says he hopes the project will fit in with the nearby historic district and bring in young professionals who work at a nearby hospital.
I think that it'll be a younger demographic. The hospital being so close, we're going to be able to pull, hopefully, some of the young professionals from South Seminole Hospital, which is about a half mile away from here.
We're talking about creating nearly 10,000 new jobs in the city of Longwood, which represents almost 70% of our overall population.
That's Longwood Mayor Joe Durso. He thinks Sunrail represents a new economic future for Longwood. He says he personally made that case to Governor Rick Scott, but he still isn't sure what the governor will do.
Rumors are rumors, and we hear tons of them all the time. I've heard things like he's going to approve it today. I've heard that he's trying to find a way to kill it. I don't put much stock in rumors. It's actions that count, and we're hoping that he approves them.
So far, Longwood has spent about $1 million on Sunrail for things like station design plans and getting ready to move the public works facility. Other counties and cities are also spending big money. Orange County has already sunk nearly $4 million into Sunrail-related expenses, but Longwood Mayor Joe Durso says the money won't be wasted even if the governor kills the project.
A lot of our planning efforts have been dedicated to the area in general, not just the train station. So a lot of our planning has been about the city as a whole. So it wouldn't be completely down the drain, but it would certainly be a setback to the money that we've spent.
But Sunrail opponents think the train is not the solution for struggling local economies. They worry the commuter line won't be able to pay for itself and the state will be left holding the bag. Clyde Fabretti is a spokesman for the West Orlando Tea Party.
We think that some of the projections that were used to justify the project were ambitious and maybe overly optimistic. They really didn't look to the possible worst-case scenario.
Fabretti is concerned that Sunrail won't make enough money from its daily ridership to cover operating expenses. He and his Tea Party colleagues will be protesting outside some of today's meetings between Florida's Transportation Secretary Ananth Prasad and local leaders along the Sunrail route.
The overall feeling, I would say, is angst. We've been working on this for a long time, and there's been a lot of bumps along the road.
For developer Ryan Von Weller, those bumps would be smoothed out if the governor approves Sunrail this week. Von Weller's company, Orange Crown Properties, is also working on a nearby project designed for seniors, which would be very close to the rail stop. So even if Rick Scott shuts down Sunrail, Von Weller hopes to create multifamily and senior apartments in Longwood. But everybody is playing the waiting game, and Governor Rick Scott is running the show. I'm Mark Simpson, 90.7 WMFE News.